Valentine's Day falls on a Thursday this year, but it's not all wine and roses. In fact, Valentine's can be a stressful day for both couples and people who find themselves single. Earlier this morning, I talked to Susan Winter. She is a best-selling author, a relationship expert. She is based in New York City. Hello, Susan.
Good morning.
Let's talk about couples, first of all. Is there too much pressure put on couples when Valentine's Day rolls around?
I think there's an awful lot of pressure around Valentine's Day, and I think it makes us all crazy. It makes both the partners crazy because there's an underlying sense that somehow whatever is done today, whatever event is planned or gifts are exchanged, that they are symbolic of the quality of love that's experienced. So it makes gift giving very uncomfortable, especially in new relationships. You don't want to undergive. You don't want to overgive. You can offend your partner either way. So it makes all of us a little crazy.
Now, you talked about couples just starting out. What about couples who have been together for quite some time? Does it get to the point where, hey, here's a card for you, and you give me a card, and we'll call it a day?
It can become routine. I mean, depending upon, you have to know your partner. If your mate is the kind that needs to be acknowledged, you need to know that and then follow the protocol to have a happy home life. It doesn't take a lot of energy. I mean, let's face it, the traditional is roses, chocolates, a card, and maybe a romantic dinner. So although it's not very creative, it doesn't fail to provide the basics. So at least on a minimal, that's a great acknowledgement. But I think that everybody likes to be honored. Perhaps anniversaries are more important, but Valentine's Day is important for people that are in love. It's a day to say, I love you. I remember that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
What about singles? I mean, there are people who love being single. But other people who are single, they may be watching couples making plans, and their plan is to stay home with the cat and read a book.
It is the known activator or trigger for a lot of singles. Now there are different groups that are trying to make Galentine's Day. The day before, the 13th, is kind of get together with your girlfriends, your single girlfriends, to remember you have support. And it is really hard for a good number of women I know. They place far too much significance on it, and they buy into all the advertisements, you know, with the guy going to the jewelry store and what he thinks of her, and whether it's an engagement ring or it's a diamond necklace, and he says, I love you. And so it is very hard for people not to buy into that commercialism and the hype all around the meaning of it. So singles can get very depressed. Yeah,
you mentioned women. Men can get depressed as well.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, isn't it? I mean, I think we're having a little bit more recognition of the value of being single, that it's a real category, it's a real thing. In our culture, somehow, partnered is standard. And if you're single, it's kind of like, you know, everything's out on a table and everything got taken and you're the remnant pieces that nobody wanted. And especially, I think, there tends to be a belief culturally that if a woman is single, she's unwanted. If a man is single, he's a little picky. He's having fun playing the field. So women really buy into this. I'm unwanted. I'm unworthy. Why are they partnered? Why does she have a husband, a boyfriend? Why don't I? What's wrong with me? It can really lead to depression. Unfortunately, it's just a mindset.
All right. I have to take a break, Susan. Anything you would like to add here?
Know your partner. It doesn't have to be a gift. It could just be something that shows you're listening. If you want to honor your partner, and especially if it's new and you don't know where you stand, remember all the things they've talked about. Remember the hobbies and the activities that they like. Show that you've been listening. That shows that you care. And this is also good for long-standing relationships. Do something for them. It could be experiential that you think they'll enjoy that shows you're special to me. I think they would really appreciate that.
Thank you for this, Susan.
Thank you so much, Clay.
Susan Winter is a best-selling author and relationship expert. She is based in the Big Apple, New York City. It's 8:23.